The founding fathers acknowledged that our Creator has endowed us with the right to life. But that right to life in America has been greatly undermined by the abortion ethic. Recently, there has been a big win for the pro-life cause. It happened in Colorado. Focus on the Family writes, quote, a federal judge has blocked enforcement of the nation's first law banning abortion pill reversal treatment, citing free speech and freedom of religion concerns. Abortion pill reversal is a hormone treatment for women who have started a medication abortion but have a change of heart and want to save their babies after all. This year, Colorado lawmakers enacted a law, Senate Bill 190, banning hormone treatment to reverse a chemical abortion, end quote. Colorado's pro-abortion law, then, has now been suspended temporarily by the federal judge. Nicole Hunt is an attorney and writer with Focus on the Family. She wrote an article on this story recently. In fact, we'll link to her article. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome Nicole Hunt back to the program. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Okay, it sounds like the Colorado lawmakers are intent on making sure that women have abortions and not even have a choice of the matter, you know, in terms of these chemical abortions.
It's really quite shocking, especially for a group that tends to advocate for women's choice, that they would be taking away the choice of a mother who has a change of heart and wants to save her baby. It's just, it's beyond shocking. It's really disgusting.
I think it's important that you explain exactly how chemical abortions work. And it's my understanding that at this present time of this recording in November of 2023, approximately maybe 53% of the abortions in America are now chemical abortions. So this is a big issue.
That's right, more than half. So what happens is in the early stages of a woman's pregnancy, if she is seeking to get an abortion, she will generally get it by taking two pills. And so this is what's called the abortion pill. People have probably heard that talked a lot about in the media. And really what it is it's a series of two pills, actually. And so you take the first pill, a woman would take the first pill, and then within a couple of days, she would take the second pill. And what this option does, abortion pill reversal, what it does is that if a woman has started the process, has taken the first pill, but has a change of heart before she takes the second pill, and generally it's usually 24 to 48 hours, and the closer you can get to the time that she took the first pill, the better, then yes, it's about a 60% success rate of being able to save the baby. And so it's an option that's open to women. And there are women, I would say in the last 10 to 12 years, this treatment has been used. But let me tell you what it is. It's nothing scary and it's nothing brand new, actually. What these women are given as treatment is the hormone progesterone. Now, if your listeners are women, then they probably have heard or even used it themselves. Sometimes when you're having difficulty getting pregnant or staying pregnant, doctors will use progesterone in order to heighten the chances that a woman will be able to keep her baby and to stay pregnant. It's also used for high-risk pregnancies. So it's a treatment that's been used, a hormone treatment that's been used for women's fertility for the last 40 years. So really what it is if a woman starts the pill and decides, I would like to try to save my baby, I don't want to follow through on this abortion, she can start the treatment of progesterone. And 60% of the time, they are successful in being able to help those moms save their babies.
Okay, so just so we're clear, the progesterone is the abortion pill reversal, correct?
That's right.
Abortion reversal pill. Okay, what is the first pill called, but what does it actually do to the body?
Yes. So the first pill, which is mifepristone, what it does is it basically inhibits the progesterone to continue bonding and building. And so what it does is it basically starves the baby. It doesn't allow any of the nutrients that are supposed to continue to help the baby to grow. It starves the baby from growing. And so the first one is literally what kills the baby. And then the second pill is the pill that then flushes the baby out of the woman's body, which, I mean, can we just take a second here to say that if the majority of women are getting chemical abortions, what they're doing is they're literally going home. And these doctors, the abortion industry, is profiting off of women who are literally going to their bathrooms and having abortions in their bathrooms, because that's what ends up happening, is that these babies pass through these women's bodies. They're not being watched or managed by a doctor anymore. And they're left to go through the abortion on their own, which is just heartbreaking. And it's one of the reasons why there are a lot of women who have regret and wish that they could change that decision. And so I'm grateful that there are many organizations out there that provide services to women who have regret after having an abortion. And these abortion pills just make it worse, because these women are left on their own to go through abortions and then to suffer the consequences many times quietly, you know, on their own, without disclosing to other people the trauma that they're going through in their own, you know, bathrooms.
And I understand that in many cases, instead of seeing a clump of tissue, they're seeing this tiny little baby maybe floating up in their toilet. I mean, it just sounds so gross, so inhuman, but that's the reality of what we're talking about. And by the way, for anybody who saw the movie Unplanned, with the Abby Johnson story, she went through one of those, and then she was very upset with the clinic that gave her these pills without the warning. Oh, we told you there would be some problems. You know, they say it's like a complicated period, but I understand from, you know, OBGYN Ingrid Skop that actually about 40% of the women have a very difficult time in passing the baby out.
Yes. Yes. And again, I mean, chemical abortions, what we're talking about now, which is the abortion pill, it is very dangerous for women. It's actually more dangerous than a surgical abortion, because there are chances, of course, that, like we've talked about, women having complications, and they are not being monitored by doctors. So what happens? A lot of these women might end up having significant internal problems because of the medication that they're taking, and having to be rushed to the ER to try to save their lives. And in fact, there was a story recently that came out in Ohio, and I know maybe your listeners, if they're a student and have been following all the pro-life things happening, this election season, Ohio is going to be voting on whether or not abortion should be part of their constitutional protected rights. And so it will be very interesting to see what happens there. But they have an ad out right now that's talking about just how dangerous abortion is for women, and the fact that the abortion industry wants unregulated access to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy is so dangerous for women. And their ad actually has the 911 call of a mother calling 911 saying, "I think my daughter is dying." And it was after she got an abortion, started, you know, a chemical abortion. And the truth is that a lot of these women end up in the hospital, and sadly, the abortion lobby tells them not to talk about the fact that they've gotten the abortion. They tell them, you know, don't mention that. Just go in and get help if you need help. So it's really, really shocking and disturbing. It's certainly not safe for women.
Tell us about the federal judge's decision beyond what we've already said. The federal judge.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, what's really good here is that the federal judge has basically said that clearly, so Bella Health is a Catholic health clinic, and they're the individual, the clinic that sued, saying that that's a violation of their religion, because they feel called to help women because of their faith, because they believe that life begins at the moment of conception.
Okay, so they're obviously a provider for that abortion reversal pill, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So they provide that, and so what the judge said was that there is a clear burden on the clinic's exercise of religion, and that in order to overcome that burden, there really has to be, there's a few different Supreme Court tests. And one of the tests is that it's definitely not generally applicable or neutral to religion, because it specifically targets Christian organizations that want to offer this medication for negative treatment. So that's one of the areas where they're saying this is going to fall short. And the other is there's this test that says if you're going to burden a constitutional right, it has to be very narrowly tailored so that it is specifically getting to the government interest without being too burdensome. And what this judge says is, again, is that the state has not shown that this type of law has been actually narrowly tailored in order to meet their, the state's interest. And so because of that, he thinks that it's actually not constitutionally going to hold up if the law is continued to be challenged along the way. And so what we know is that for now, Bella Health can go ahead and continue to offer this abortion pill reversal, which is just hormone treatment to help women save their babies, until and unless another court potentially stops this. But for now, as the case is making its way through the system, what we have is protection for these healthcare clinics to be able to continue to help women. And I just want to say on a positive note how exciting it is that already Bella Health has been able to help many women since April when this law was first challenged. They've already been able to help women. And one woman who they helped has actually recently just given birth to her baby. So praise God. It is true that real lives are actually being saved because the court system is stepping in here and the judges are saying, no, we need to put a save on this. We need to put a stop on changing the law, and we need to make sure that constitutional rights are not being infringed upon.
Okay, and just so you know, we have about maybe 2 minutes, a little bit more left in this discussion. What were the Colorado lawmakers thinking? Why would they want to interfere with this? Were they thinking, some people will take that second pill too late, and then, it'll just complicate things? I don't understand. What was their thinking? What was their logic in this law?
Well, the Colorado lawmakers are majority abortion supporting lawmakers. And the truth of the matter is that they would like to see a Colorado become the most abortion friendly state in the country. And so they don't want women to come to Colorado to save their babies. They want women to come to Colorado to abort their babies. And they want Colorado to be a travel destination. And so and it's so sad, but the truth is that they just don't want women to be able to choose anything other than abortion. Ultimately, they would like to see all of the pregnancy resource centers in Colorado shut down. And for now, in fact, this was a part of a larger piece of legislation calling pregnancy resource centers deceptive in their trade practices. And again, trying to get these centers, which are coming alongside women and helping them, shut down and out of business.
I'm shocked about all this because I know at one point Colorado Springs was kind of like becoming the new evangelical Mecca or the new Wheaton, if you will. We have about maybe 40 seconds left. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Colorado is one of those places that has that Western spirit. And the one way that that's played out, especially in terms of abortion, is that they have been very hands off and they prefer not, they don't want the government telling people what to do with their bodies. And so rather than embracing a moral truth and passing law that protects life, right? The moral truth that life should be valued. They have embraced the spirit of death and the culture of death, and that's what they're perpetrating here in Colorado.
Wow. All right, Nicole Hunt, thank you so much for being with us. As I say, we will link to your article. It's so interesting. You're saying they want to be hands off, and yet they're interfering with this, Catholic group trying to help and save women and save babies. FocusOnTheFamily.com for more information. Thank you, Nicole. All the best.
Thank you.